Whatever translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Tena, therefore, asya of the living entity, tadarsham, like that, rajan, O king, linganam, who has subtle mental covering, who has a subtle mental covering. Deha sambhavam, produced in the previous body. Sabka shakti kidhar hai? Prasad khaya na kal sham ko? But you should be talking very loudly. And everybody should respond very nicely. Sambhavam, produced in a previous body. Shraddhastav, accept it as fact. Ananabhutav, not perceived. Artham, a thing. Na, never. Manaha, in the mind. Sparshtam, to manifest. Arahati, is able. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Therefore, my dear king, the living entity who has a subtle mental covering develops all kinds of thoughts and images because of his previous body. Take this from me as certain. There is no possibility of concocting anything mentally without having perceived it in the previous body. Kindly respond after me. Therefore, my dear king, the living entity who has a subtle mental covering develops all kinds of thoughts and images because of his previous body. Take this from me as certain. There is no possibility of concocting anything mentally without having perceived it in the previous body. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. I traveled from Kharga to this place, so I am still able to talk loudly. You have been here, you didn't travel anywhere, so you should be responding double than me, at least. Krishna bahirmukha hana bhogavancha kare nikatastha maya tare japati ahadare. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the supreme enjoyer. When a living entity wants to imitate him, he is given a chance to satisfy his false desire to lord it over material nature. That is the beginning of his downfall. As long as he is within this material atmosphere, he has a subtle vehicle in the form of the mind, which is this stockpile of all kinds of material desires. Such desires become manifest in different bodily forms. Srila Narada Muni requests the king to accept this fact from him because Narada is an authority. The conclusion is that the mind is a storehouse of our past desires, and we have this present body due to our past desires. Similarly, whatever we desire in the present body will be expressed in future body. Thus, the mind is the source of different kinds of bodies. If the mind is purified by Krishna consciousness, one will naturally in the future get a body that is spiritual and not and full of Krishna consciousness. Such a body is our original form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. confirms Jiver Sarupoi Krishner Nityadas. Everything, every living entity is constitutionally an eternal servant of Krishna. If a person is engaged in the devotional service of the life of the Lord, he is to be considered a liberated soul even in this life. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha yasya harer dasya karmana manasa gira nikhla swapi avasthasu jivan mukta sauchate. One who engages in the transcendental service of the Lord in body, mind and words to be considered liberated in all conditions of the material existence. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapter 1, verse 2, and continuously 187. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. We must teach people to absorb themselves always in the service of the Lord, because that position is their natural position. One who is always serving the Lord is to be considered already liberated. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 26. Mamcha yo vyabhacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samititetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who always engages in the spiritual activities of unalloyed devotional service at once transcends the modes of material nature and is elevated to the spiritual platform. The devotee is therefore above the three modes of material nature and even transcendental to the Brahmana platform. A Brahmana may be infected by the two baser modes, namely Rajoguna and Tamoguna. A pure devotee who is free from all material desires, experienced in the mental platform, and who is also free from empiric philosophical speculation or fruitive activities is always above material conditions and is always liberated. Om Hagyanitimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yenai Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudhavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Hasyati Deshitarne. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurudase Namo. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmahitaya Cha, Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tattikanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpadruvyasya Kripa Sindhuvevacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. We are very fortunate that in this body we have been able to understand the purpose of this life, and thus we are connecting ourselves to Krishna through bona fide parampara. This is a handful of people here, but there are millions and millions and millions of people who have no clue to the subject matter known as Srimad Bhagavatam, which is giving us a complete vivid description about our constitutional position, as well as ourselves who have been loitering in this material world since time memorial. Especially this verse and the previous verses are talking about the gross body and the subtle body. Gross body, of course, we keep on changing every moment. The subtle body is of mind, ego, and so on and so forth, carries our interests at core, and according to that we are getting this body. But when we have come into the association of the devotees, the purpose is not sense gratification, the purpose is only Krishna consciousness. If that is not in the forefront of our mind, and if our mind is not captivated by the beauty of Krishna, and even if we are for a fraction of a second attached to the worldly things, the purpose of coming is completely futile. So all of us, we are but the jivas, but in spite of that, Krishna has been very, very kind. Krishna has been very kind because he has given us the Lion Guru, Srila Prabhupada. Through him, we are able to connect ourselves to Krishna and Vartaman Parampara Acharyas. Prabhupada many a places says, this is the only opportunity in this lifetime, because you have realized that this is the perfection of life, to engage in devotional service and to cultivate knowledge and vairagya. If at any time these two things are missing, you are missing a point. Either you are in a grihastha life, or in a brahmachari life, or in a sannyas life, or in a vanaprastha life. The focal point, if Krishna is not there, you are wasting your time. You are wrongly placed. Srila Prabhupada warns us time and again that don't misuse this human form of a life. Don't think that you can be always happy under the shelter of your parents or under the shelter of your good wife or under the shelter of your job or so on and so forth. You may have to do it because you may not have any other choice. But the devotees have the choice because they understand this life is meant only for serving Krishna. Devotees, those who have cut the knots of attachment. This subject matter is for arisic devotees, not smartha brahmanas, who are making business out of all the activities. But the Vaishnavas are supposed to focus their attention on the instructions of the Guru and Krishna. If that is not the objective, then what are we doing here? International Society of Krishna Consciousness is not for Sunday feasts only. It is not only filling the Mahaprasadams in the belly. It is not just managing the temples. It is going beyond that and connecting yourself to Krishna. But this facility for the body, for the mind, is coming by Srila Prabhupada. What a fantastic vision. What a fantastic vision of a spiritual master who wants to liberate the people from the crust of this situation where they are suffering and suffering and suffering only. There is nothing beyond suffering in this material world unless you are connected with Krishna and Guru. We understand that what we are today is because of our previous life. But unfortunately, the materialistic people have no clue to the next life. They have no clue to the previous life. And that's why they kill God. They become atheists. They become communists. And they become completely materialistic. But this human life is only meant for Krishna. Just like the demigods, 33 crores of demigods are constantly serving Krishna. Just like the devotees in the Goloka Dham are constantly serving Krishna. Krishna doesn't need their service. Vaikuntha planets doesn't need our service. They are always bright, clean, nice. Everything is fine. Fantastic there. But if we want to completely purify this gross body and the subtle body, this is the place where you can purify your consciousness. And what is that? Devotional service. Quote unquote devotional service. Benedicted upon us by a bona fide acharya. There are so many other movements. There are so many other places. But they don't have clue to devotional service. They don't have clue to the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sangranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atmanam, Vedanam. They don't have. On the basis of these principles, Srila Prabhupada created this wonderful house in which all the people from all the races can come, congregate and worship Krishna alone. So Prabhupada says in the purport here that once the jiva goes away from Krishna, what he is going to do? He's going to only enjoy sense gratification. And the grossest sense gratification for the materialistic is to see that they have a house, they have a job, they have a wife, they have a children, and whole life passes like that, serving them, trying to meet the both ends. And yet all doing this, they're always unhappy. We see these examples millions and millions and millions of times. When we sit in our offices, we see millions of people coming with problems and without no solutions, with confessions, without any acceptance of the principles of devotional service. Haan Swamiji, ye to bahut acha hai, bahut acha, magar mera takleef kaise dur ho jayega? Nahi, tumhara takleef dur ho jayega, Bhagwan ka naam le lo, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Japo. Nahi, Swamiji, mere ko aur bataiye aap. Aur bataiye, kaise, mera bachche ka kaise first class aa jayega? उसने मुझे बहुत परेशान करके रखा हुआ. ये असंख्य व्याधियां, असंख्य ये बीमारियों की जो सिम्टम्स हैं, ये आध्यात्मिक नहीं है, ये भौतिकता से भरे हुए हैं. जैसे श्री प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं, देयर माइंड इज फिल्ड ऑफ सो मेनी डिजायर्स. And then they want to lord over the material subject matter here. And as for those desires, it's a completely stockpile of desires. Prabhupada ji says, when you have stockpile of desires, these manifest in a subtle way. You see many dreams. You see sometimes flying in the air, sometimes you are under the water, you become a monkey. These are all subtle situations completely filled in your mind. So this mind has to be cleaned. Subtle body has to be cleaned. If your subtle body, mind, ego, everything is completely with Krishna consciousness, then you'll have no problem. You will go directly to Krishna, go to the Goloka Dham. After you leave this material body, where do you go? You take another body. So it is the combination of the both, this body and the subtle body. When it is constantly engaged in the service of Krishna, there is a surety coming from the great acharyas, coming from the Narada, because he is one of the Mahajanas. Mahajanena gatasu pantha. Once we travel on the path laid by these great Mahajans, we are definitely going to embrace Krishna's lotus feet. Prabhu's one of the example is like this. Try to hear it. We are just like the stem of the lotus. In the water all the time, surrounded by so much of water and so many desires and so many things. We are in the material world. But the same stem sprouts out of the water, and on the top we see a lotus. When we see this lotus, this is an example. It is unbloomed. We are in this material world, we are loitering in this material world, full of water, full of problems, full of so many things, but still we can progress on the path of spiritual life. Just like the stem of the lotus comes from a dirt, he crosses through the water, and when he comes on the top, and when the jiva understands completely what is the purpose of life, he's like a lotus. And by the benediction of the spiritual master, he blooms in bhakti. He opens up anarth nivritti tatha nishtha, and automatically the vairagya comes, and you bloom like a lotus flower. The bumblebee Lord Krishna. Bumblebee Lord Krishna is always hovering over these jivas. When they can become sanamukh, so that he can drink the nectar of such devotees who are always meditating upon Krishna. Then this bumblebee is hovering. Krishna in the form of a bumblebee is hovering over this lotus all the time. And he allows himself to also take the nectar in the association of the devotees. And then Krishna completely protects the jiva. He connects with the jiva only when we are completely in vairagya. We give often the example of a lotus which is in the water but not in the water. So like that, when the Krishna sees that we have completely given up our attachments, family attachments, wife's attachment, children attachment, then this bumblebee, bhamra jo hai, aise phool pe brahman karta hai, aur us brahman, us phool mein ras chusta hai. Aise ras bhaktun ka hal kya hai? वो हमेशा कृष्ण के सानिध्य में रहते हैं, कृष्ण उनके साथ रहते हैं, और अपने संबंध का हमारा स्वरूप खिल जाता है. वी बिकम कनेक्टेड विद कृष्ण. बट इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल बिफोर दैट अंटिल अनलेस यू लर्न द आर्ट ऑफ वैराग्य. यू मे बी हियर फॉर 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you may be in a sannyas ashram also, and any place there is a problem, you can fall down. So that is the precaution we have to take. So we have to, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that unless we cultivate this vairagya vidya, nijibhakti yogam, we are not going to become wonderful devotees, we'll be wasting our time. So friends, we have to learn how to cultivate vairagya. Friends, we have to learn how to become devotees in this lifetime. There is no other lifetime, this lifetime. is an opportunity in the shelter of Prabhupada. So when Krishna is on this wonderful lotus, he is enjoying such devotees and he is giving protection. And it is reciprocal. The devotees enjoy the association of the Krishna, and Krishna also enjoys the association of such rasik bhaktas in Goloka Dham. So our journey is long and it is also very tough. There are so many unlimited allurements on the path of divinity, but the moment you try to win over these allurements, you can serve Krishna very, very nicely. Wonderful devotees on the path of divinity have always enjoyed the association of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj, he is saying that I don't want to live for myself, I want to liberate so many people who are suffering in this material world. Oh my Lord, please give me Vairagya Vidya. Please engage me in your service, because beyond this service, there is nothing for me. I see so many people suffering in this material world without Krishna. He says that, oh Lord, please be compassionate to them. So when we are in the devotional service, we develop these symptoms of compassion and vairagya. To the compassion, we try to preach others about Krishna consciousness. Through vairagya, we still stick to the basic principles of devotional service. And if that is missing at any time, our life has no purpose then. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gives wonderful examples of Amrish Maharaj, who is always a wonderful devotee, who is always engaging in the devotional service. Karmana, Mansa, Vacha, all the three ways he is engaged in the service of Krishna. So this facility is also available to us. Our karma is not just a futile karma, our karma is devotional service from morning till evening. From Mangal Arati to Sandhya Arati to Sayan Arati, it's all devotional service. But if you are going to become lazy, if you are going to become crazy, you will not like to do that. You will like to shirk from the devotional service, which is the only means of elevating your consciousness to the spiritual world. There are wonderful devotees, though they were demons, but still they were praying to the Lord. You want to hear such wonderful realization of wonderful devotees? Vrithasura, what is he praying to Krishna? When he was fighting with Indra, then he says, Mama utama shiloka janabhi sakhyam samsara chakre brahmate swakarma bhi twan mayaya alame maya dayageshu arakta etasana natha bhaye. O Lord, O my Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship. Though he's a demon, his confession here is, I am seeking friendship with you and also in you in the association of the devotees. And what sort of devotees? Very enlightened devotees. There are so many names. There are so many devotees. We see Kantimala, Tilak, Dhoti, Kurta. But yet here we are saying enlightened devotees. Those who have been fully absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. Such enlightened devotees, if we take the association, our life will become very blissful. My attachment to my body. Who doesn't have attachment? Hey, I have so much of attachment with my body, I cannot tell you. Though I am not a befitting person to give you a lecture on body, but what we have to achieve, have to be achieved. Whatever will be our situation. Vritsasura says, I am attached with the wife. I am attached with the children. And this attachment is not allowing me to make friendship with you. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Vrtasura says that I don't want to be attached to my family, even the demons, sir. We have a wonderful body, devotees, wow, very nice. Bahut acha nach rahe hain aap, bahut acha bhakt hai, acha ga rahe, bahut acha bhakt hai. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. How many people wish that? Very less. Let my mind, my consciousness and everything I have be attached to yourself. Even if we have been grosser sense gratifiers, but Prabhupada has given you facility for dovetailing your sense gratification in Krishna consciousness. He has given you the medicine through which you can come to the stage of this wonderful saying. Even if he's a demon, but his saying is so apt for all of us. So we have to learn this Vairagya Vidya, detachment and attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then only we can cross this materialistic situation which is always alluring us. For us, so many attachments are there. Every person, if you all see within yourself what you are attached to, and if you are working on that attachment, then definitely you can serve Krishna very nicely. But if you are fanning that attachment, you are befooling, you are fooling yourself. King Chitraketu, what is he saying? When he got the mantra from Naradji, like we got mantra from our gurus, but he was so much attached to this mantra, he would not allow it to come out of the, he would not see that he is attached, detached from this mantra. He was always chanting this mantra. Once you get Diksha, when you get mantra, when you get Brahman Diksha, when you get Sannyas Diksha, when you are completely under the shelter of a guru, it is your responsibility that it is not just 16 rounds, it is beyond that. When you travel beyond 16 rounds, then you will automatically get the taste of Krishna consciousness. Or if you are doing these 16 rounds with lots of obligations to the temple president, to the guru, then you are missing the point. You have to emerge victorious yourself. Nobody is going to spoon feed you. There are all facilities available. All Krishna consciousness facilities are available, but you have to drink it yourself. You have to allow to yourself to go into the Rasik Bhaktas Association and try to drink this nectar of Krishna consciousness. Then automatically one day, when you will become old, you will have no sense gratification left in your body. When we came to Krishna consciousness almost about 30 years, 35 years back, we used to work very, very hard. We used to eat prasadam 3 times. But now, it's no time for that. But the process from that situation of eating 3-4 times prasadam till now, the journey has passed. Through attachments, detachments, attachment, detachments, and ultimately there's no shelter except Krishna. All material gains, all responsibilities, but ultimately you have to see, have you got connected with Krishna? Have you got this taste of chanting the holy name of the Lord which has been given to you by your spiritual master? Chitraketu is saying, अजीत जीत समामत बीर साधु बीर भवान जीतात्म बीर भवता अकात्मनाम या आत्मदो इति करुणा। चित्रकेतु इज सेइंग ओ अनकॉन्करेबल लॉर्ड, ऑल्दो यू कैनॉट बी कॉन्कर्ड बाय एनीवन, यू आर सर्टनली बाय कॉन्कर्ड बाय द डिवोटीज हु टेक कंट्रोल ऑफ द माइंड एंड सेंसेस, जिनका मन और इंद्रियां संपूर्ण वशभूत हैं, जिनका मन और इंद्रियां संपूर्ण भगवान की उत्तम सेवा में लगा रहा हुआ है, उनको आप अपने आप को बड़े आसानी से दे देते हो। कैसे? दे कैन कीप यू अंडर देयर कंट्रोल बिकॉज यू आर कॉजलेसली मर्सीफुल टू द डिवोटीज हु डिजायर नो मटेरियलिस्टिक प्रॉफिट फ्रॉम यू। Indeed, you give yourself with them, and because of them, you have full control of your devotees. So the pure devotees are under the control of Krishna, and such devotees can also control Krishna also. We see from the life of an Arjuna, Prabhu, who was very dear friend of Krishna, whole day as a Kshatriya on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was fighting and fighting all the time. He killed millions of soldiers. But at the night time, when he was sleeping, every pore of his body was always saying, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Krishna used to come in his tent and serve him. He says, you fought very nicely today, Arjuna. How did you get this strength? Though it was coming from Krishna, for his devotee, who had given up everything, all the false ego, all the attachments, he just lent himself completely to Krishna. And what happens after that? Krishna gives completely to him. He became charioteer. He said that you sit back, I drive your chariot. You look like a master, but I am going to serve you. This is the relationship of the pure devotees with the Lord. On the other hand, we have to be very careful about the karma bandhana. We see another example, another wonderful devotee, Bhishma Pitama, who wanted to completely burn all the karma on this planet Earth. And yet he was so captivated by the beauty of Krishna. The last moment, we see him sleeping on the throne of arrows. We see him sleeping on the throne of arrows. He's asking, why? Why me like this? One error. The half-dead snake was flung by him and all the thorns went to the snake. And now he is seeing Krishna, but yet he is completely wiping out his all anarthas created by so many lifetimes. 100 years, 100 lifetimes. But now he can see face to face Krishna. And while seeing Krishna, so many sages are showering unlimited mercy upon him. And this is what is the befitting transitional period from a grass body with the subtle body entering into the Goloka Vrindavan. It cannot come easily. Keep the struggle of Srila Prabhupada in the forefront of your mind. And then enjoy your spiritual life. I don't know whether you can enjoy life after that. You would like to give every moment to Prabhupada. Because you are seeing this person and you are hearing this person and you are acting upon the advice of this person, and this person is not an ordinary person who lived like a lion in his life, who struggled so much you cannot even imagine. You only have to call back Leelamrita and see. In spite of that, he was focused. And focused to hear about Krishna, focused to write about Krishna, and simultaneously purify his existence. So if that is our goal of our life, then hey Prabhus, whether we are in gross body or in a subtle body, we will be always captivated by the beauty of Krishna. And this attraction to Krishna is going to automatically detach us from the worldly things, and you will be completely under the shelter of Krishna. And if we do that with what? Lot of enthusiasm, lot of association, lot of purification, lot of rectification, and then automatically there will be unification. And if that happens to your life, this life guarantees you that devotional service has got so much of a power, so much of a power. Even if I have committed millions of sinful activities, yet this devotional service will give us access to Krishna, and we can enter into the service of Krishna in his abode. There are so many other examples, but I would like to stop it here. And if anybody has got questions, comments, and they're free to shoot. If no questions, then wonderful. You are wonderful devotees. Please give me also a chance to become a devotee in your association. And this is what I am longing for, the association of the devotees who are already constantly worshipping Krishna and Prabhupada. If that is your situation, I'll be your servant. Though I don't have any qualifications to even become your servant, but I will try my best in this lifetime to become the servant of the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji ki, Nitai Gaur Sundar Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi.